from out of their hiding places.
What's up, y'all? 4 o'clock. It's Fiat Chase. Happy horse shit. Hope everyone's doing good. I'm doing good. I had a nice day. I'm going to talk. Do some more talking than I normally do. And I brought some records from my place. Some CDs. One CD I got at the Lowrider show. So I'm going to play that. I don't think I've played that yet. I promised my friend Ralph. I read a review of something in a magazine today. So I promised my friend Ralph I'd play that band. But I have a lot of notebooks and I can't figure out where I wrote it in my notebook. I'm going to play my friend Kirk. I don't know. Bunch of stuff. Kind of fly by the seat of my pants. So this one, I think I played the playgroup version of it, but this is the Rapture. Oh, man. This is timeless. I have this on LP. So I'm going to try to play some vinyl and some CDs, do some talking. You're on with Happy Horseshit. Fiat Chase. Thank you.
as I kiss. I rate them from 1 to 10. How they kiss and if they're men. I met Johnny at a party last night. He's just a playboy, but that's alright. 'Cause I'm a playgirl and he's my boo. He's so sweet, he's so cool. He's so warm, he's so hot. I always keep a list of all the guys I kiss. I always keep a list of all the guys I kiss. I rate them from 1 to 10. How they kiss and if they're men. Tommy is tops. He can do anything. Biology, psychology, mathematics and genetics. I fell in love with his brain. He's so sweet. He's so cool. He's so warm. He's so I kiss. I always keep a list of all the guys I kiss.
I kiss.
All right, that was Mal Live off Thump Records, the name of the tune, Ritmo Tropical. That was awesome. That was my first time hearing that. So the views expressed are mine and not necessarily those of Radio Valencia. So this is going to be my last radio show. Why? Wins above replacement. Wins above replacement. That's a baseball statistic. WAR. War. So until Major League Baseball, until I get to interview Cal Ripken, who I found out recently is the WAR, W-A-R, leader. Now think about that. People wonder what's wrong with the world. I do not. I think that we have to start from different points of entry, because what we've been doing, it's not been working. A lot of people are getting slaughtered around the world. So, baseball's a national pastime. I still play baseball. I only played one game this year, but it's like hardball, real stuff. And I love baseball. Been going to the Bronx to see the Yankees a long time. I've been to Fenway Park. Been to the Sky Dome. Been to Camden Yards, where Babe Ruth, the greatest player ever, is where he was born. It looks like was they figured that out, and it's in right field, Camden Yards. So Cal Ripken played at Camden Yards. So I put that out there that I want to interview Cal Ripken about war. So until I get to interview Cal Ripken I'm going to go to print publications. I'm not doing any more stand-up either. I'm not performing until Major League Baseball addresses it with a baseball player. And we hear about why there needs to be... I did have a stand-up bit around it. Like, I might have even done it on the show. I mean, it's like, you know, scouts are sitting around. Hey, Ted, how you think it's going to be? Oh, man. You know, I think he's going to be really good above replacement. Like, he's going to be, yeah, he's... What? So, like, I started writing this piece. I'm going to read some of my writing today about violence in schools. I was looking stuff over, thinking about my show today. It's going to be my last show until Major League Baseball gets rid of the war stat, W-A-R. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about war. So, yeah, I'm going to read an essay I wrote about the Uvalde that I wrote after the Uvalde, Texas school shooting. I play a friend from Texas, who I met in Texas, playing baseball. Met him here, then we reconvened in Texas playing baseball. And, yeah, tired of war. So, some more music, and then I'll get into Prop 50. See, this is the radio show. It was originally conceived as just me really not talking about politics at all, even though I, you know, I follow current events and I read books, like, you know, I'm reading History of the City of Spain right now, and I love books. Books and music, what I have. My crush is driving me crazy. You guys have heard about this a million times. But I try to have a good life. I'm just concerned about people I don't like. I just think we can do better. And it starts with some different ideas, one of those being Major League Baseball addressing why there's a stat called WAR, which translates to wins above replacement. Just jamming it in there. The national pastime. You know what our national pastime is? WAR. So yeah, since looks like it's gonna be my last show, and I'm really gonna miss doing this. I love doing this, but I'm not performing stand up or doing any radio until Major League Baseball drops the stat: WAR, wins above replacements. Disgusting. I guess I'm gonna play some of my favorite tunes. I already have we are Chuck, me and Giuliani down by the schoolyard. How prescient is that, right? I picked up a CD at Streetlight a long time ago called The Sounds of Young New York 2, and I got to play it at an art opening. I was helping out this arts organization there. They let me gallery sit. I exhibited. Super cool. And what's coming up next? I don't know. Kind of just scrolling through here, my phone. I don't want to give you too much. I assume I do have at least a few listeners who listen all the time, so I appreciate that. But I could be wrong about that. So I'm kind of, I want to play everything I've played so much so far. I do love Benoit and Sergio. Smashing Pumpkins. Well, there's one song on here that I listened to this morning. Here we go. I'm trying to play Bruce Springsteen. Hold on.
What it means to steal, to cheat, to lie. lately. Everything is hot and sticky, but it's okay, 'cause no one plans to sleep here anyway.
Gerrymandering is coming up, but I said earlier that I think we miss the point of entry on how to solve some of our big issues. So this is, I think, you know, I found out recently that there's more guns in this country than there are people. And I'll never forget where I was. I was the dentist, and looking up at the screen and seeing the Sandy Hook massacre. And it's just unthinkable. And so we don't need gun control. What's gun control going to do when there's more guns than people? We need a better society. So I wrote this, and that's achieved through the media, getting, you know, just a lot of corruption. And there's, but there's a lot of great people in the world, and there's a lot of great people in this country. I'm very much a patriot. So I wrote this, there was, after Uvalde shooting, there was another school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. I watched an interview. This is hard to read because it's, the light's not great, and it's handwritten. I watched an interview with a little girl who survived it. She was somehow miraculously composed. I don't know how. I don't know how. Possibly still in shock, maybe. Her best friend was shot and killed. Her friend that was right next to her. Saw this interview on the New York Times Instagram post. She smeared herself with blood, her friend's blood. Afraid, terrified, I would imagine, that the killer would come back and kill her as well in her school. And I say friend, well, aren't we really all friends at that age? Innocent of the world. Innocent, I suppose, until something happens. It's a thing, isn't it? Not even an event. Not even an event. Event seems too neutral for what happened. Event, like it is something likely to happen. Though now it is likely to happen, this thing. Where children are slaughtered right next to their friend, who these 2 minutes before were discussing what exactly? Unicorns? Puppies? Laughing, perhaps, at a ladybug which may have landed on their friend's back? I was on the bus with a little angel named Charlie yesterday. His sweet mama, a school teacher, a science teacher. I worked selling tour tickets, and yesterday was the first day that I hopped on the bus and I was allowed to talk about the city I love, making jokes, letting 2 little angels, the other being sweet little Alvin, wearing a little t-shirt that said, Mama's Boy. He sang to the bus a song before he departed. He was wearing a little yellow cap with a duck on it. Charlie sat right up front with me and guided the tour a little. He did great. He told us about Pokemon, said a building looked like